name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The disciples ask our Lord a question today in the first reading, brothers and sisters. Why could we not cast him out? Now, when you read the scriptures, I tell you many times, because it's very, very important. Read the scriptures as if they are speaking to you, because they indeed are speaking to you. So this is not just a question about why couldn't the apostles cast out a demon from a boy. This is a question about why do I feel unhappy? Why do I have trouble with a relationship or with my marriage or with some friendship or with something that makes me sad all the time? Or why can I not do this thing that is good that I know I should do? Or why can I not stop doing this thing that is bad that I know I should not be doing? That's what this question is. This question is, why couldn't we do it? And the Lord says, because of your unbelief. Now, we all believe in God, don't we? We all say that we believe in Him. We believe in the Trinity, God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And we believe in the Holy Church, and that the Church is the body of Christ. We believe all these things. So how can it be that we still have troubles? Because we believe, don't we? Well, belief is acting according to what we know. Belief, in another place, the Lord refers to it as to know Jesus Christ. He refers to eternal life as to know Jesus Christ. To know Himself. This is what belief is. The knowledge of God, which is gained through living as God has taught us to live. So when we have some difficulty or trouble, it is always because of unbelief. Now, I don't mean that if someone runs, you over in a car, that it was your unbelief that caused that. No. But when we have troubles in our hearts, when things are just not right in us, it is because of our unbelief. Always. Because those who have the Holy Spirit abiding in them and have no shred of darkness in them, it does not bother them what is happening to them, because they're always in Christ. So, everything that happens to us that we don't like, that causes us tension in our hearts, makes us angry, or does something to kind of rile us up, is because of our unbelief. So then, the important question is, that should come to you, is how can I believe? It's not enough to say I believe in God, because we still have our troubles. So there must be something else. It is to live as God taught us to live. As the God-man taught us to live. I suppose no more perfect example of how we should be if we live in this way is from the Galatians. We read it today. We read it always for venerable saints. Saint Seraphim of Sarov, the transfer of his relics is celebrated today. So we read from Galatians. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Now that's a recitation of virtues. Now those are only words unless we live them. So how can we live them? That's the important, that's the critical question. It's really the only question that you need to answer in your life. How can I live according to the resurrection? Because the Lord Jesus Christ was resurrected, and still many are not going to be saved, including those that say they believe in Him. So the resurrection is not enough. Saying we believe in God is not enough. We must live according to the resurrection. And St. Paul puts it in this way. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. This is how we should live. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. So, If you have troubles in your life, and who doesn't? And in this day and age, we have many troubles that are really epidemic. Depression and the feeling of hopelessness and the feeling of not having purpose in our life and those sorts of things. They're rampant. Why are they rampant? Because we are not living and walking in the Spirit. And living and walking in the Spirit is always about the other guy. It's not about us. It's about our neighbor. It's about having the love of God within us reach out to others. Not for something so trite as to say, to fulfill the Great Commission, as I was taught years ago as a Protestant. That's not the reason why we spread our love to others. It's because the love of God is within us, and we must act as God acts. Now, the result of that is to show people the gospel, to tell them the good news, and some of them will indeed come to believe in this good news. But that's not the reason why we tell them of the gospel. It is because of the love that is within us that we do it. So we have to look to others and care about others. So the apostle tells us, don't be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. If a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, that is, should be us, restore to such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and thus fulfill the law of Christ. So what is the law of Christ? It's love. It is to love, and therefore to know God who is love. That is the law. It's not a list of 37 things we must do. It is, we are to love God as He has loved us. And in loving Him as He has loved us, then we reach out to others. And we're not envious. We're not provoking. And we care about people. Even those that don't care about us. Even those that would not return our good favor to them. This is how you obtain belief. This is how you have peace in your soul. To care about others as Christ cared about them. Because they are all God's creatures and we are of the same state as they and have the same needs as they, of the same brotherhood as they. And therefore, if we love God's creatures uncritically and unhypocritically, then there will be a peace come to our soul. Now the apostles, when they asked this question, they didn't yet understand the fullness of the answer. He said, he gave them one means by which they can have this kind come out. When they were saying, why couldn't we cast him out? He said, this kind only comes out by prayer and fasting. Well, of course, the church teaches that this kind is not only the demon in the boy, but our passions. The things that hold us back. And these things will always make you feel dissatisfied in some way. Well, you might be able to grab certain pleasures, but inwardly there is a dissatisfaction. There's an emptiness in you that searches for God. Well, we can search for God only if we become like God. That's the Christian teaching. To love as God loves. If you read the epistles, they're full of moral teaching. They're an application of the gospel. And actually the gospel, though most of the Lord's teaching was moral in nature, strictly moral in nature. Because if we are not moral, we cannot believe. It's just not possible. So if you have any difficulty in your life, anything that you do that you shouldn't do, or don't do that you should, or feelings that you wish you didn't have, that just keep coming back like a bad penny. The reason why is because of your unbelief. And the way to have belief is not to go and read a theological treatise, but is to live according to that treatise. And that is to look to your neighbor and to care about your neighbor. This is how we gain belief, brothers and sisters. The Lord said that this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. We know him by living as he lived, and he lived only caring about his neighbor. So, eternal life sometimes, I think, seems far away to us, because we live in a time when everything is important for a moment and then it's gone, it's forgotten. What is incredible news for a day or a week or a month is forgotten a year from now. And something else, equally supposedly fantastic, replaces it. I think we're kind of numbed to how important it is to know Jesus Christ. Because we live in an age that doesn't value things. The only purpose in life is to know Jesus Christ. If you know him, that means you live like him. And then you will have true belief. And then you will truly will have peace in your heart. So brothers and sisters, if you have some problem in your life, look to your neighbor. Not that your neighbor is causing the problem, mind you. But that you are causing the problem because you are not loving your neighbor enough. May God help us to love our neighbor. Amen.